Green Table Talk listeners, when we say green, there are various things we can talk about when we talk about green. Obviously, environmental. And that is the biggest point what we talk about when we have this show. However, there is another form of green when we talk about green, and that's money. So although we've talked about the Department of Energy and we've mentioned the governmental, the federal part of it, there are others that are in the private sector. They're making money. They're making moves. They're making green while going green. So this episode, we are going to go into that. There are really some innovators, early adopters, who are diverse. They're minorities. They're people of color. Those of us who maybe have not been thought about, people that you would have never even imagined, that have decided that they are going to adopt this and work towards this. I think you're going to find this to be an interesting episode. I loved the information that I found and the people that I met along the way. Now, this is more of an introductory episode. We won't be talking to people at this time, but I most certainly will seek out these people. And for future episodes, we'll be wanting to speak with them. So, get ready. Information all the time at the Green Table. Let's prepare to learn. Green Table Talk, a clean conversation, is brought to you in part by Sun Signs. Listeners, if you are a bar, club, restaurant owner, parking lot owner, outdoor venue owner, let me tell you something. These signs are definitely for you. They are real sturdy. And on the sides, each side, there are solar panels. So at night, when the lights go out, when the sun has set, you can still see your sign. If you are a real estate agent, I would suggest that you think about getting these signs too, because also when the lights go out and you still want people to see your listings, when they're driving by at night, they can see your listing. They can see that that particular house, that townhouse, that house is for sale. So, you know, we here at the Green Table, we are always advocating for any kind of product that is green, non-renewable, energy friendly. So we decided the Sun Signs would be awesome to partner with, and they are sponsoring us here. So again, check them out. Your signs can change. On the website, you'll see different types of products. If you are trying to promote a party or anything like that, any kind of events, definitely check them out. Sun Signs is on the website, www.usbsolars.com, www.usbsolars.com. Sun Signs is revolutionizing the sign industry. Check them out. Okay, Green Table Talk family, as promised, we are going to take this episode to talk about some people in the private sector that are diverse, that have made the decision to be a part of the alternative renewable energy universe and make money of it. And the person that I am going to start off discussing is Mr. Joshua Aviv. He is the owner of the company Spark Charge. They are the very first company to create an EV charging system and network that makes it possible to charge your vehicle as a service and to charge whenever and wherever necessary. I think that the good thing about this is that
Sometimes the hurdle about buying an electric vehicle is the misconception is that when you buy an electrical vehicle, the car will run out of power, you will be left stranded, and you will have nowhere to go. With the spark charge in place, there is that increased level of comfort. And that was the idea that Joshua had when he came up with this idea. Now, he had this idea in mind in 2014 and really started working this through. 2017 is when the prototype started. And then 2019, things really started to formulate. And then it seems now in 2022, we've got almost 1 million miles in charging done. Can you believe that? I am so proud of him, and to know that he is a part of my community and to make such a thing happen. I do recall that episode of Shark Tank when he was in front of those sharks and he was passionately describing his mission and vision, such that one of the sharks did pick him up. And here we are today. Grid-free EV charging, convenient, and as a part of a network. And he is in Somerset, Massachusetts, doing his thing. I am hoping that at some point he is able to come and talk with us. He is a busy man. And do you know he actually spoke when the White House was talking about the CHIPS Act, which is a big part of the infrastructure law. And that particular act is to support and encourage domestic manufacturing of technology. And spark charge is a clear and present example of that type of technology that was what the CHIPS Act embodies. And so he was an absolute perfect choice that President Biden would have selected and did select to address the United States. Very, very proud of him. Now, if you want to get more information about Spark Charge, you can hear that or see that on Instagram. His IG is sparkcharge.io at sparkcharge.io, or his Twitter is at Spark Charge. And again, sparkcharge.io is his IG at sparkcharge.io, or his Twitter is at sparkcharge. Josh Aviv is definitely someone who is on the move. Currently, the company is valued at $110 million. When he was up there in Syracuse University doing his thing with an idea and a passion, it was clearly evident that it would explode to this point. And the EV world is definitely much, much better with this particular idea. It's needed. And those people that are really worried about getting that EV car because you're worried about being left stranded, Mr. Aviv has come up with Spark Charge, and this could probably get you over the edge to make that purchase. Coming up, we have more entrepreneurs to talk about. Stay tuned. We're still here at the Green Table.
Outside at the park, working out, and you're ready to go home, but you're too sore to walk back. So you look to your cell phone to call your loved one, or even try to call an Uber to pick you up. But Your phone is dead. So don't worry. USB Soul Solutions have the solution for you. Look towards our solar charging station. The charging station that will charge your cell phone, give it enough juice so you can call your loved one or even the Uber driver. For more information, look us up at www.usbsolars.com. That's www.usbsolars.com.
All right, Green Table Talk listeners, I'm back. This next person, she is close to me in the DMV area. Her name is Cheryl Pons, and she is the founder and CEO of DAI Technologies Corporation. This is a startup that designs and builds EV charging stations. This is a really, really up-and-coming industry. The company, again, like I said, is based in DC, and it has been extremely successful in seeking home installations. This technology is becoming popular. I think you remember from my first episode, that little teaser about that day I was driving home and I saw 8 Teslas. That was not a joke, and it's been happening more and more. Pons is one of the few Black entrepreneurs that's trying to ensure that we are not left behind as the United States transitions to EV vehicles. Right now, only 2% of us are driving EV cars. Only 2%. And it's not just because the costs are high, but look around in our neighborhoods. There aren't many charging stations, and we really have to get more of us to adopt the thought of EV charging. One of the things, and besides the fact that a lot of us don't like driving because just we're nervous of being caught out there. She talks about something called range anxiety on her site. Just we're nervous because we think we're going to be left out there. And remember what I said when I was talking in that first segment about Joshua Aviv with Spark Charge. We get nervous that we're going to run out of a charge and we're going to be left in the middle of nowhere. So we would rather rely on fuel. And it's so funny because I like her words. She calls our current gas dinosaur juice, because eventually she says we're going to run out of fossil fuels, or as she calls it, dinosaur juice. But unfortunately, only 2% of us own these cars. The lack of charging stations in our neighborhood is one of the reasons. And she wants to build these stations in our communities. But of course, that's not the case now. The majority of her customers, they live in the burbs, they're affluent, and they don't look like you and me. And she values them. I mean, they are her customers and she values them. But her goal is that she wants to make sure that she builds infrastructure that does reach our urban and Black communities. So she's been trying to go to apartments, areas that have a more diverse population. Ms. Pons is trying to do that. In the near future, we all know that EV charging is going to become more mainstream. And she made that decision that she's going to go for this because eventually, in her own words, it's going to be big once everyone figures out electric vehicles are not just a passing fancy. And that's just, you know, that's the move. And I'm really, really proud of her. She was selected to provide home charger installations
for Volvo Cars, new electric vehicle owners in the DC metro area. That's a big thing, Miss Pons. That's awesome. I'm so proud of that. She's just moving and shaking and doing things. And I like the fact that she has this electrical engineering, mechanical engineering. She has this, I'm sorry, because I know she went to the University of Tennessee and she majored in mechanical engineering. So she comes at this with a STEM background. So as she's helping to build these infrastructures for residential EV installations, she has the eye and she's making sure that what's done, what's built is done and it's done well. And because of this, that's why she is so successful and is doing exactly what needs to be done. At some point, Miss Pons, again, another one of my LinkedIn connections and someone that I truly admire. I'm going to definitely send the link about this podcast so she can hear exactly how much I admire her and what she's doing to make sure that she's developing these EV charging infrastructures to help reach our communities. I want you to know that myself and those of us at the Green Table are really proud of your accomplishments and what it is that you're doing for us, and to make sure that we are also in the loop to be a part and to have that environmental parity, which is part of our goals as far as environmental and environmental and climate justice. I'm hoping that everyone understands that Ms. Pons is one of the people in the private sector that is helping us to be a part of that. So I'm going to end this segment here by saying thank you, Ms. Pons. We appreciate you. I appreciate you. And I definitely am going to have a seat here at the Green Table for you to talk with us. Thank you.
So there you have it, folks. You know, it's very encouraging to know that these two entrepreneurs have decided to take this industry to find success, but also add to the greater good. I think of them as if they were Thomas Edison and Henry Ford. And I also wonder about people in the future who will at some point think, wow, I wonder what it was like when all of this stuff started. And Joshua Aviv and Cheryl Pons, they're here now as things are really beginning to take off. I'm glad that they're a part of my community. And it is my pleasure to take this time, this 20 minutes, to talk about how they've done very well and have been an integral part of what's going on and what's continuing to happen. So, Green Table Talk listeners, I am signing off. Looking forward to seeing you next week, literally seeing you because we are going to be on video. And just keep listening, keep learning, keep growing. And let's continue this clean and green, doesn't it sound so good now, conversation. Take care.